KLJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day to you and welcome to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock and joining me in the studio today is Paul Kopfer, the wildlife biologist for Leech Lake Division of Resource Management. And it's also for rare species, it says. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What are we going to talk about today?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Somebody told me you did a paper, or what is that called, your master's?
I did my doctoral on bobcats.
Okay. So are there bobcats up in this area?
Oh, certainly.
Okay. How come you don't see them?
Because they're pretty wary of us. Uh-huh. You know, like all cats, they're pretty hard to see. There's really not that many if you think about it. They've got the range of... Their range broadly overlaps with that of wolves in the state, mm-hmm. and there's probably an equivalent number of bobcats as there are wolves.
Really?
So, you know, somewhere around 3,000 or so. And they're harvested very heavily, and so they're very wary of people.
They're
so,
harvested? People hunt them?
Oh, yeah, extensively.
Really?
Yep. Last year, over 1,800 were harvested in Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. You have to get a permit for that, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Why do they harvest them? I mean, do they, like, attack domestic animals or...?
No, bobcats are pretty benign in terms of conflicts with people. I think the main reason people harvest bobcats... Well, I think trappers really, you know, they enjoy them. They're a nice fur resource. And some of the analyses I did suggested that pelt prices, the price that people can sell the fur for... aren't really driving harvest in Minnesota, but it's definitely playing a factor.
Okay.
So I think the majority of people in Minnesota, at least, probably go out and after they catch their first couple cats and have them either mounted or tanned, then they probably start looking at the economics. And if they're going to be out trapping anyways, they may as well be trapping bobcats and making a little money on the side.
Wow, that is really interesting. So are there bobcats here in the Leech Lake Reservation? I mean, are they all over Minnesota?
They're not all over Minnesota. They're primarily in, it's kind of hard to describe their actual range. But if you think about it, they're basically in the forested region of Minnesota.
Okay.
Historically, they were found down south, but then with all the land clearing for agriculture, they kind of moved northward. I haven't actually seen any on the reservation, but okay. There's certainly bobcats harvested throughout the national forest.
Okay. Are they like a lone animal or like the wolves, they have packs? I'm just curious.
Yeah, they're lone animals as far as we know.
Okay.
Generally, all cat species, all wild cat species, with the exception of lions mm-hmm. and cheetahs to a certain extent, they're solitary animals. So the males and females generally keep their distance.
Okay.
Whether or not that is actually the case and how solitary they are is still kind of up for debate. Because they are so hard to see and observe, you know, you don't have big tour vehicles driving up and watching bobcats
right.
sleeping in the savannas. Because it's so hard to observe them, we really do not know much about kind of their social interactions. And in recent research out west with mountain lions, who everyone kind of assumed were these very solitary creatures, they've actually been finding with more intensive monitoring that they do actually have a pretty complex social system where typically the male will breed with multiple females and then be relatively tolerant and perhaps even share kills with the females and its cubs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. What other types of wild cats do we have up here? We have lynx, right?
We may occasionally have lynx, but I think the general consensus is that most of the lynx we have in Minnesota are transitory, with a possible exception. We do have some reproduction in northeastern Minnesota, but down here on the reservation, we may occasionally have a lynx passing through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generally the young males will disperse long distances looking for open space to inhabit and set up a home range. But other than the occasional disperser, we probably don't have any resident lynx. And I'm sure, as everyone's aware, mountain lion sightings have increased, cougar sightings have increased in Minnesota, and there's a lot of attention to that. But generally, I think the consensus is that, you know, there may be a handful of mountain lions in the state of Minnesota, but they're probably not resident. Most of them are, again, young males dispersing from source populations, either from Canada or South and North Dakota.
Okay. I've often heard, too, that people try to get those types of animals as pets.
Yes.
Not recommended?
I will refrain from commenting. You know, that's a political question.
So okay. I think. All right. Well, we'll back off the politics on this one.
I hear bobcats make great pets, though.
Yes, they do. You know, I was curious because I wasn't sure how often bobcats actually mate with domestic cats, but I've heard of it. Or also I've heard people purposely doing that, too.
Yeah. You know, actually, there are some breeders that will breed wild cats with domestic cats. And I think they are more trouble than a domestic, purebred domestic cat. They tend to be a little more aggressive. And so if you can imagine, if you've played with a domestic cat, a full domestic cat, and they're scratching you a little bit and biting you, and you know how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine a cat that's at least probably twice as big as that, twice as strong as that, just playing.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to get in a fight with a domestic cat.
Definitely not. Yeah. No, I've got a cat that's part bobcat, and I'm glad I got him fixed because he would have been all over the house, and we've got grandchildren, so we can't have him around the grandbabies.
Yeah.
But he's still pretty wild. You can get him really riled.
Well, yeah, and you see it in domestic cats too. They're very independent. They retain a lot of their wild characteristics, mm-hmm. you know.
They do make good pets, so I'm just going to put that out there. So if anybody has any questions about anything that we've talked about, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, you can email me. My email is Paul M. Kapfer, KAPFER, @gmail.com.
Okay.
That's probably the best way to reach me.
Awesome. So that's how they get a hold of it. Yeah. Do you work in the building that's just south of 371 here in Castlake?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So if they wanted to stop in and just ask you a few questions.
Yeah, stop in anytime.
Okay. Where do you get a permit to hunt like or trap bobcats? Where would you do that?
Well, we sell the permits, and you can actually check this all out online.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on in.
Well, thank you.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.